You're a regular Rip Van Winkle, aren't you? What have you been doing to you inside my
mind? Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chris Andrews joins us now. Lionel Richie.
Oh, man.
81 in your programs. Number one in your hearts. What's up, Chris?
How you doing, Chase, man? It's a great day to be alive. We got Friday Night Football. The Titans are playing Minnesota. I'm on with my friend Chase. Let's go, baby.
I am excited. I am excited. You know, before we get started, I was thinking about this because, we were getting you on the phone, and I yell, what up, 81? So does number 81 for NBA, does he get, like, his own locker room? Does he get a special chair? Like, what's the treatment of wearing 81?
Hey, if you get 81, you get your own seat, just like you have your own couch. You have snacks up at the top. You get Gatorade. You have Coca-Cola. That's the perks of getting number 81. So absolutely, that's why you should get 81.
I love it. Hey, let's start with number 16, sure. Treylon Burks for the Titans. Best case scenario, according to Mike Vrabel, the reports are it's a sprained LCL, so no structural damage. And it looks like he's only going to miss a few weeks. I know some people like have been texting us and saying they're worried. Okay, he gets hurt a lot. To me, I mean, this is just it's a part of football.
Yeah.
But how can he overcome this and continue to hopefully have a great season?
I mean, I think he can because that's just kind of go back to, you know, when he first came into the league, he came in out of shape and, you know, he came in and he got hurt and he overcame the adversity. So now you got a situation that's a little different to where he got hurt and he has to face adversity. But I think it's going to make him stronger. It's going to make him hungry. And I think that, you know, he's going to come out better than he was before because, you know, you really root for this kid because he came in with the back against his wall and everybody was kind of disappointed when he came in. But I think now everybody gained the trust in him because the way he worked, the way he, practiced, the way he gained the trust of his quarterback and his teammates. So even though it's a setback, it's a setup for something great. So I think he's going to come back stronger.
I do too. And I just feel like the mental part of it,
that's
the tough part because it's like now it's in your head of, man, I got another setback. And so how would you coach the mental part of this?
You know, the mental part of it is I would surround myself with people that can help me through when I have those tough times. Because a lot of times we look at the outward part to where when he's getting an interview and he's smiling and laughing, but you need people around you when nobody's looking at you when the lights are not on. To where like Mike Vrabel or Rand Carthon or, Hopkins or some of the receivers can call him and say, hey, man, I know you're going through rehab. I know you're going through a tough time, but just to let you know, I'm here for you. Because the thing about it is he can't do this by himself. Because a lot of times when we go through situations or setbacks or something that holds us back or we go through a trial of tribulations, the one thing we do is we try to isolate ourselves. And that's where mentally we get in trouble. So what you want to do is, what Treylon Burks needs to do is surround himself with his wife, surround himself with his parents, surround himself with people that are going to encourage him in those dark times.
Chris Andrews is with us, forever Titans wide receiver. And speaking of wide receivers, now is an opportunity for somebody else to step up.
Yes.
And I've been saying it the last few days, Chris, that I like what Reggie Roberson has been doing. You know, I like Kyrus Jackson, what he's been doing in training camp. But nobody has reached up and grabbed that proverbial brass ring and run with it. And that's what I'm waiting for. To me, this is an opportunity for somebody to do that.
Oh, absolutely, because the thing is you definitely want to show up on film because if you look at last week, we really didn't pass the ball that much. There really wasn't that much explosive plays. But I agree with you, Chase, that you know this is a perfect opportunity for a guy to go out and make plays. Just like you said, you got Roberson, you got NWI, you got Ray Sibbiemans, you have Kyle Phillips, you have Chris Moore. But it's just guys that are lumped together that are just making plays. But which guy's going to make that special play? Which guy's going to take a slant, take a hitch, or do something that makes you go like, wow, that's what's going to separate for you being in that third position or that fourth position or even actually you making a team.
If I'm ranking the receivers right now, and I want you to tell me if you agree with this or not.
Okay.
I'm doing my ranking, obviously Hopkins and Burks, one, two, in whatever order you want to put them in. So you can put them to the side. I'd go Phillips.
Yep.
I'd go Moore.
Ooh.
I would go Roberson.
Ooh.
And then by an eyelash I'd go NWI.
Yeah. Ooh, I love the list. Just like you said, I like the first two is Burks, you know, Hopkins, but my third would be Phillips. But this is just my opinion. I may be biased. I would go Roberson fourth.
Okay.
And the reason why I say Roberson fourth is because he has so much upside. He's still young. Chris Moore has been in the league for a couple of years and he's played solid, but it hasn't really been spectacular. I look at Reggie Roberson and the things that he's doing. I mean, he's been consistent from day one. This year, when I say this year, day one. You know, I know last year he had a setback with his knee, but he looks explosive. He's making the plays. He's not making mistakes. And he has the potential to make that play downfield and take the top off the defense. When he was at SMU, when he played with my son CJ said, man, Daddy, he's one of the best receivers that I've been around. And when CJ said that, I'm listening. So I got Reggie Roberson fourth, and then I got fifth. I got Chris Moore, and then I got sixth. I got Racy McMath. No, I'm sorry, Harrison, and then Racy McMath.
Okay. All right. I mean, look, they have, you know, Treshawn Harrison, like you mentioned, Gavin Holmes, Kyrus Jackson. They have a good problem right now. But like I said, one of these guys has to step up. Will Levis leaves practice yesterday, and Vrabel was mum on whether he'd be able to go Saturday or not. He was asked, okay, well, if he can't go, does that mean we could see Tannehill? I think it's going to be the Malik Willis show on Saturday.
Yep.
And that's his opportunity to grab that backup job.
I think it is outstanding. I mean, I'm not saying outstanding that Will Levis got hurt, but I think it's a great opportunity for Malik Willis to get reps, to get experience. Because if you look at last year, Willis didn't have enough time to get experience to get into the game. Because last year when they played the Kansas City Chiefs, he was thrown into the fire, so he didn't have experience with reps. He didn't have experience with understanding the coverages with the defense. He didn't have that opportunity. This is a great opportunity for him to get a lot of experience, how to lead a team, how to do a two-minute drill, how to, you know, set the front when the safety's blitzing, how to get hit in the mouth and come back and make an explosive play. Those are the things that I want to see. And if you look at last week, which I'm so pumped up about, even though he made some mistakes, even though he made a couple of wrong reads, he looked like a different quarterback. He looked poised. He looked confident. He was throwing the ball where the ball should have been. So now he's got a whole game to prove to Rand Carthon, to prove to Mike Vrabel, to prove to Charles London, the quarterback coach, that if Ryan Tannehill goes down, you can trust me. So that's why I love this situation that's going on right now.
Chris, would you consider it a setback if Levis is third on the depth chart to start the season, or does that really matter at this point?
I don't think it really matters, and this is just my opinion. I may be wrong, but I think Will Levis is playing better Malik Willis is playing better than Levis. That's just my opinion.
Right.
I think he's playing better. I really do. And I'm not saying that to be biased or anything, but just looking at how, you know, Will Levis came back from last year. I keep saying Will Levis. Malik Willis played last year to now. He looks like a totally different person. Then now you got Levis that's playing okay. He's playing consistent in time. But then the next practice, he throws three interceptions. I think Malik Willis is playing better.
I do too, and so I'm curious to see it. If Willis gets the whole game tomorrow, how that looks.
Right. Yeah.
Chris Andrews is with us. The defense really showed out against Minnesota, and Nick Frazier behind the glass has said he thinks they can be elite this year, top five in every category. What about you?
I absolutely believe this. I mean, you look at last year, their defense already good. You had Simmons, you had Archer, you got Weaver, but then now you added a guy that brings so much energy. It's Arden Key. I mean, I know everybody's about Simmons being the leader of that defense. Just looking at the defense and surveying what's going on, I think Arden Key is the leader of that defense. He brings energy, he brings a tenacity, he brings a sense of funness, and he's coachable. So when you have that type of defense, you have that type of front, a team that's fast, physical, and all those things that you want in the defense, I'm not just saying they'd be a top five defense. In my opinion, if this front plays like they've been playing, I think they could be the number one defense in the league. That's just my opinion.
Well, and so if they are and the offense is serviceable, where do you think that can take the Titans?
Man, I think it can take them far. I mean, I may not say Super Bowl, but I think that they'll go deep into the playoffs. Because if you look at 1999, when we went to the Super Bowl, our defense was flat out nasty. We had Josh Evans. We had a lot of leaders on that defense. And if you look at that, our offense wasn't the best in the league. But we always talk about that defense wins championships. So even though our offense wasn't playing well, even though we struggled at times, our defense consistently kept us in the game. That's the same thing with the Tennessee Titans. They may not score 30 points a game, but if their defense are getting takeovers, their defense are getting strip sacks, if their defense is putting the offense in position with a short field to make some plays, I think you got a recipe for success because your defense is playing so well.
And I 100% agree with you. The only thing that I'm worried about is it kind of similar to what happened to you guys, in 99, you know, Marcus Robertson got hurt, Blaine got knocked out in the Super Bowl. I mean, it's the depth. And, and that's what I'm worried about when it comes to the Titans in this defense is the depth.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it is the depth. Because the thing about it, as you look at last year, when different guys were down with Simmons, you know, the defense kind of struggled. But then you got a secondary that, you know, we're not deep in that area. I mean, I know we got Byard. I know we got McCrary. I know we got Christian Fulton. I know we go guys like that. But what if one of those guys can get hurt? Who do you have? That's the scary part. I agree with you 100%, Chase. It's the depth of the defense, not the quality of the defense.
Chris, there is a crisp in the air. It's supposed to be nice tonight on West End, NBA, Pearl Cone, high school football is here. I'm excited. I think this is going to be a really good game.
It is, man. I mean, we got a great team coming in. We play them every year, which is Pearl Cone. Coach Benetti's a fine coach in this city. It's going to be a barn burner. They're fast. They're physical. They're strong. They got the fastest speed in America. But just like Ray Charles, man, we gotta make it do what it do, baby. We gotta go out there, play football, have fun, and just enjoy the atmosphere. I'm telling you something, man. I don't know if y'all can kind of feel what I'm feeling right now. I am so stinking excited. I'm tired of camp. I'm tired of 2-a-days. I'm tired of drinking Gatorade. I'm tired of all that stuff. Let's go play the game, baby.
It's going to be awesome, and your rival Brentwood Academy hosts CPA tomorrow, which I think is going to be a good game. So,
no, the game of the week is Lipscomb and IMG.
Yeah, no, you're right. That is going to be a good one too. So there's a lot on the schedule tonight and tomorrow as high school football officially kicks off. Chris, good luck tonight with the Big Red. Thanks so much for doing this. We'll talk next week.
Always love you, bro. Appreciate it. Take care.
Bye-bye. See ya, Chris Sanders. Forever Titans wide receiver, number 81 in your programs, but number one in your hearts. Always enjoy talking to him. He joins us every Friday at 9:30. Speaking of high school football, we'll highlight some big games on the schedule coming up next. Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.